This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is Entirely Unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Entirely Unconventional. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I have a very entirely unconventional guest today. Her name is Melissa Lee, and she is my joy and laugh, my buddy for over 30 years. And one of the fun things about it is we are doing a new program on the Healing Network. You can go to thehealingnetwork.com, and you'll see a brand new program called Bookmark, B-O-O-K-M-A-R-K. We are doing Bookmark on the Healing Network so that we review books and we try to apply the books to everyday life and give women encouragement and hope and really lift them up and point them towards the Word of God. So Bookmark on the Healing Network, and she is co-hosting with me on my program, Make Your Day Count, and we have had so much fun. RichardRoberts.org, you can come up with the Make Your Day Count magazine, the Make Your Day Count program. We have had so much fun with it. Look up Make Your Day Count, and you can find it in different networks all across the country, and I pray it's a blessing to you. Today, we were talking, our kids were literally growing up together since they were little, and now they're, you know, like in their 30s. So our kids were growing up together. We're talking everything from college roommates to sharing hair bows when they were about 2 years old. So we are going back in time. And one of the things we laughed about that we want to talk to you today about is casting your care that goes, it came out of a funny story with my daughter, Olivia, and she loved our entire family and both families love to fish. And my mother-in-law loved to fish. Oral loved to my father-in-law, that. Oral Roberts. My mother-in-law, Evelyn Roberts.
That might
Roberts.
Be one of my favorite things I learned about Evelyn. There was a lot of things I loved.
She
I
was a she fisherman. She
it's
did.
Peaceful.
Yes.
It's in touch with nature.
And they were always, Oral and Evelyn were always so competitive that one day they went out fishing and all of a sudden, Oral was just catching everything lights out and Evelyn was nothing. I mean, she couldn't catch a flea. Nothing.
And she is competitive.
Don't let her sweet little kind demure side fool you.
So, whether thou goest, I'll go.
Exactly.
And I'm going to get more fish.
And lo and behold, all of a sudden he wasn't catching a thing and she was catching everything. I mean, like to the point where it was like ridiculous. And he said, Evelyn, what did you do? She said, I took dominion over the fish, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea.
Woo!
And we cracked up because it was so cute. Well, knowing that, our whole family loves to fish. So one day, we all decided we were staying at this house that had like a lakey river thing, but there's a lot of fish in it behind us. And all of a sudden, Olivia got the idea, let's go get the fishing poles. And she said, you know what? I want you to go get my Barbie pole. Well, we didn't have it. She was a little kid. It was Barbie plastic fishing rod. She said, I want a Barbie fishing rod. I said, why? I mean, she was grown.
Yes.
She said, because it looks cute when you fish. I'm like, oh my goodness sake.
Her.
So her dad went, I think it was to Walmart, got
Listen,
her a Barbie.
She has always loved aesthetics. That's
she
why she's
has.
A designer.
She's a designer. She has that look.
Yep.
And she wanted her
It started with
pictures
like,
to look like
little.
Barbie.
Yeah.
Oh, tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny. I have a picture of her in believe it or not, I had to do a fashion show thing and I had this hat and gloves and all this. And they gave it to me. It was just kind of a comedy. And I came home and there's Olivia in the hat, the gloves. I mean, she couldn't have been three.
Rocking it though.
She was and I mean hands out her hips, she was going.
Yeah.
So she always wanted things to look just right and pretty and kind of, you know, aesthetically pleasing. And that's one of the babies we have in the house. We are having a fun Melissa grandparent baby, grandbaby day.
My little grandbaby.
It is so
cute.
I wish
you could see his cheeks.
He is adorable, to say the least.
Okay.
So Olivia gets her dad to get her a Barbie fishing pole. Well, you know, we're out there serious and catching nothing. She cast
with the pink Barbie.
Her pink
Barbie. Do
we have Barbie.
A picture?
I do have a picture. I'll show it to you someday.
Show this.
I've got a pink Barbie reel and she cast in, and that child caught the biggest fish of the day. I mean, within instant, I'm thinking, how did that not snap? I think
I
my
know.
Husband paid like $8
yeah,
for the fish.
Yeah, that's how it always goes, right?
And lo and behold, she caught the biggest fish. I looked at her, I said, Olivia, when you cast that thing in and you instantly caught the biggest fish of everybody, what were you thinking? And you know what she said to me? She said, Mother, I expected it to work.
Right.
I expected the fish to hit the line.
That's good.
Okay. I looked at her and I said, lesson learned.
Yeah.
So many times we cast out.
Yes.
And what do you expect? A stone, no. Yeah. A snake, a or, this, or that.
How about this? How many times do we go through our day hoping the other shoe doesn't drop? What are our expectations? Like hoping things don't bomb, hoping, expecting them to, but like, oh.
Like trouble comes in threes.
Yeah.
First of all, who picked trouble? Second of all, who picked threes?
Yeah.
And what in the wide world does the other shoe drop actually? What, do you go in your closet and start dropping shoes? I mean, we put so much faith and expectation in silly things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you had a teaching about casting.
Oh, I love it.
And when we talked about it, this one's kind of off the cuff. She opens her Bible and all of her notes just happened to be there. And she said, let's teach on this because there were the notes. So I'm going to turn it over to Melissa Lee and let you go with casting your cares upon him.
Okay. So we're going to go to 1 Peter 5:6-7. And one of the things that my puppy Ray is he lives with us. Mm-hmm. And my sweet Gigi is with Jesus cheering
mom
us
and daddy.
On. Yeah, my mom and daddy. But one of the things Poppy always taught me was to read the verse, like find your verse, but make sure you read before and after, because God has a great way in his word that he doesn't contradict himself. He actually explains as you continue reading.
Oh, good.
So the first thing that I find is so important in is 1 Peter 5:6-7. It says, to humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Now, this is Peter, and Peter is bold. He was a bold guy. These are after after Acts and stuff. And you know what happened there? The power was moving. But he said, so humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting, so here we are, we're humbled under the mighty hand of God, casting all our cares upon God, for he cares for us. That casting, that word casting, it's an active, like literally when I read that, I literally do a throwing motion. And I know that looked like a wimpy throwing motion, and I'm sorry.
She's pretty tough. But you know what? Olivia got that Barbie fishing pole, but it wouldn't have done her any good
if she didn't actively cast that
actively
darling
cast
hot pink thing. I think my shirt might have matched that.
It matched
thing
it.
Today. So we actively cast. We throw it to God. And we say to God, okay, well, here, let me finish reading because it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the enemy, the devil, is seeking, as a roaring lion, he's walking around seeking whom he may devour. So whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And then here we have to everybody, but God, the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, he's going to make things. After you've, like if you're going through stuff, it says after you've suffered a while. Because you know we say in this world there's trials and tribulations.
It exists. It's
and
reality.
Listen,
it doesn't mean I look for them or want to stay in them, but they do
exist. And we
resist
them by humbling ourselves and staying under the hand of God. But listen, when they come and we're in that position of leaning into the Lord, they do not take us down. They do not have to take us down. They can knock the breath out of you for a minute. They can, but you can still stand when you stand firm in the
Word
of God. The
Bible says no weapon formed against us mm-hmm. prospers. But I always say in Christianity, sometimes people think, oh, well, that happened to him. He had to be awful. Listen, life is not tiptoe through the tulip.
We aren't living in the Garden of Eden anymore, honey.
No, when you're serving God, many times you're the first one to get the attack.
Yep.
No weapon formed against you has a right to prosper, but don't kid yourself that weapons won't be formed against you. Just don't let them prosper.
We're not going to, yes. And it says, let's see, and while it'll make you perfect, establish you and strengthen you. And here's what I love. It'll settle you.
Mm.
It'll settle. We can live settled. We can live joyful even in the midst of storms.
So in 2023, when you are sitting here in my kitchen, you should have been here a few minutes ago. Melissa took all of her notes and dropped them in my kitchen sink, which I had just done the dishes.
A little bit of water. It's a really cute sink.
Yeah, it's a nice sink, but it's full of water, and so are her notes. You know what? We don't get rattled. We just move on. So in this world, stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, mine is worse than water in your sink. Listen. Between the two of us,
we got some stuff.
We've got some stuff, baggage, background, and you can pick
but
a
God,
whole host.
But God.
But God. And
but
that's
God.
Part of that scripture. But God. If we stop in the trials and tribulations and woe is me and look what happened, mm-hmm. then you're probably going to see it either stay there or even repeat.
Right.
But get to the scripture part that yes. says two words, but comma God.
Yes.
Wow.
And actively. Like if there's something that when you first open your eyes in the morning, the first thing that floods your mind, if it's an issue going on, a hurt, pain, loss, I mean, there's so much going on in the world. If it's, it could be a diagnosis, it could be legal, whatever it is, you actively, you take that and you throw it to God. And here's what I wrote. And I was like, oh, I was feeling bold that day, but I was reading Bold Peter. It says, I wrote down in my notes that I'm going to throw it to you, God, that you're responsible for me. You're responsible for my people and that you have to take care of me. You said, mm-hmm. I'm leaning into you, sweet Jesus. Creator
exactly.
of this universe, I'm trusting you with my children, with my family, with our friends, with every situation that is lined up there. Mind you could line up some things. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm trusting you with that. And I don't focus. I don't wake up every day thinking of all the things, all the assaults or the attacks of the enemy.
Yeah.
I wake up thinking, thank God that you've got me.
You know, Oral one time was preaching on miracles and he said, expect a miracle, expect a new miracle every day. And a guy came up to him and he said, I might be able to expect a miracle, but he said, I don't think I could ever expect more than one.
Hmm.
And Oral looked at him and said, like, and I cracked up. The guy was so offended that Oral thought God was a God of miracles, but I mean, it's scriptural. And so Oral looked at him and he said, you mean you can't even believe for two? He said, absolutely not. He said, so Oral said, why? Do you think it'll bankrupt heaven?
Hmm.
Like God isn't capable of two miracles, that he's going to only allocate you one and then let you die on the vine and fall off with everything else. You only get one.
No.
He said, it's like a coupon. You can only use it, redeem it once.
No.
And I started laughing because
yeah,
I thought.
So funny. Oral's.
Yeah, Oral was so bold. But
he was bold.
When you think about it, it's almost funny
it's
to
think. It's silly that we adapt these things,
He
right?
has this great big chart in heaven saying, oh, you've used your miracle, oh, never again.
No, yeah, no.
Well, why send Jesus to the cross?
Yeah, well, here's my thing. We pray about everything, right? So yeah. I need a healing miracle. I need a miracle. Like, I need to find my keys. Holy Spirit, where are those? I don't feel like any of those crying out to asking the Lord, are those aren't a waste. And he always is so faithful.
We have a funny story. And the reason why I want to tell this, first of all, this podcast is entirely unconventional.
Yeah.
But second of all, if you think that you can't teach your kids from worldly Ooh. Examples, because that's the Bible. What Jesus taught parables? They are
right.
a natural example to speak a spiritual existence. And so one day we had all gone, I think we'd gone to the movies
right.
and we had a house full, I mean, a car full, you were driving. We had
yeah.
a car full of children.
Yeah.
And like I said, we had three girls. Melissa had five kids. So there's like eight plus Melissa and me. There's 10 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we timed it that we would be able to get home before dark,
dinner.
Using wisdom. And lo and behold,
Melissa,
I'm going to say, I can't.
Her blonde friend.
I can't criticize too much because I try and get my house keys, car keys, and any other keys in multiples of 10 just to last, you know, for a week or two. So Melissa lost her keys.
I think I locked them in the car.
Actually, they were locked in the car.
They were right. We could see them. I'm like, well, thank God somebody didn't break the window and steal it. But also, it was so far back. It was before they had like
cell phones. No cell phones, I don't think.
And
at least we didn't have one.
Now you can't lock your cars in the car. Keys in the car. You know why I know? Because yesterday when I was going to the studio, I hit the
ding,
button and
ding,
it went beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, oh, the keys are in the console again.
She's like, so, Jesus, yeah. She doesn't change yesterday, today, or forever. So anyway, we knew. We didn't have a way. We could have gone back in and tried to make calls, but we knew time was important and
right.
we wanted to get home and we had kids to get home. And honestly, we were just trying to be wise in a bunch of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden I said to Melissa, God just spoke to me and said, I'm going to click my keys. And I had a car, a sedan. She had, I think it was a suburban.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to click my keys in front of God and everybody. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, God's going to work a miracle for us. And these kids are going to see
Yep.
the hand of God rescue us.
And yeah.
tell the rest.
Okay.
Go.
So she's like, okay.
She now you're all looking at me weird. I can't say it ever happened again, but.
Okay. Now don't think this is weird, but I'm going to. And I'm like, oh, God bless you.
You flake. Entirely
but
unconventional.
Listen, if my little tiny friend didn't open my Suburban with her little sedan key. And I'm going to tell you, my son, it hit all of us like God cares about everything that concerns us. But my son, he is now 30 years old. He'll be 30.
This like in, 6 foot yeah, five.
Yeah. That meant, I mean, as a little boy, he has never forgotten that.
Yeah.
That God hears. He will meet you right where you're at.
Yep.
He hears what your immediate need is.
Yeah.
And I think we just forget to ask, Lindsay. We have not because we ask not. Now, you may think that was a waste of miracle. No. At that moment, we were like in an empty parking lot.
Yeah. We needed
with it. With all of our kids with no phone. And I was like, oh gosh, this is so... This
not
does
smart.
Not feel, this
it
doesn't feel safe.
Smart.
Yeah. And so anyway, she unlocked the door and we're driving home. I don't think my son picked his jaw up for at least 24 hours, but he's like, Daddy, Aunt Lindsay prayed and Jesus used her sedan car for our big car.
And it worked.
But we got, it opened it immediately. One try. One
yeah.
try.
And
I remember looking at him like, lay
again.
Your hands on my head. Yeah. Everybody come line up. Aunt Lindsay's doing a healing line.
And the truth be told is, he said he would perfect the things that concerned us. Okay, yeah. Truth be told, we were concerned.
Right.
And second of all, I believe when God spoke at my heart, I've never done that I ever know again. And yeah. I don't remember, we played around with it and it didn't yeah. work a second time. I mean, but the comedy of that was a teaching lesson for the children.
Yes.
And I think one of them, and us.
And honestly, I still, like, man, we need to ask more.
But we cast.
Yes.
We cast our cares. That was a care.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt
and
in
she
my
wasn't
heart.
Showing off. Because I
no.
think that part about humble, I mean, we really were in a spot where we felt like, ooh, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. And you know? I really felt like I heard, I wasn't trying to be presumptuous.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't asking the Lord to be flaky.
Right.
I really felt in my heart, I heard the Lord say, tell the children.
Yeah.
And I heard the Lord say, click the key once.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And I mean, the impact that it's had. I mean, here we are talking about it.
30 years later.
Yeah.
So, and I believe it all comes from casting
mm-hmm.
your care.
And
this
trusting who we're casting them to.
Yeah.
We're not just ignoring Lindsay. That's what I think people think. My mom, she was a prayer warrior. But I remember one time I was pretty young and I cut my teeth on like just faith teaching. Once we got saved, man, we got saved. And I listened to cassettes for, you know, probably 4 hours with our family. That's what my mom and dad did. They were ministers. And we listened to cassette tapes on healing.
Yes.
And on faith. And so this was in the 70s. And so that's all I knew. I didn't have to unlearn anything other than believing and trusting God, trusting him and believing him. Well, my mother, I remember one time I said, why are you worrying? Isn't that being like a double-minded man? And she looked at me and she goes, somebody has to care. And we burst out laughing. And my dad, he burst out poppy, burst out laughing, but then ran real quick. Because it was like, it was a serious situation. But I'm like, why aren't we speaking the word of God to it? Why aren't we trusting God? Because he's fixed
but
so many
God.
Other things. But God. And it was, she said, the minute she said that she was wearing her worry like a badge of caring.
Yeah.
And she realized nobody cares more.
Than
Jesus. God.
Yeah.
And when I can put that off. So that was a huge life lesson. Like worrying isn't caring.
Yeah.
Worrying is not caring.
And it's not trusting.
No, it's not. It's not. That doesn't mean you trust more than anybody else. And we're not, like I said, we're talking about casting them to the creator of the universe.
Yeah.
Not casting them out and pretending they don't exist.
You know, I'm not telling you to go out and I'm not telling you to click to lock your keys in the car and then go
don't
tell somebody
it.
Else to do it. Yeah. It wasn't our finest moment, but I think it was God's finest moment. Mm-hmm. I believe that as we cast our care on him, I allowed God to fix the situation, mm-hmm. not in the natural,
mm-hmm.
but in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
In the natural, if you have a financial need and you may be saying, I got to go here. I got to quit my job. I got to get three extra jobs. Okay. You do what you feel like you need to do in the natural, but have you, and I'm not saying be presumptuous, or I'm not saying, oh, I'm not going to do a thing. The Bible says after having done all, the Amplified says after having done all the crisis demands,
mm-hmm.
stand therefore. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't do your part because God expects us to. But I do believe that if we cast our cares on him, We also have to trust that he can figure out the best mm-hmm. way to fix the situation.
And sometimes that can be giving us a specific direction. And listen, what if you would have thought, Melissa's going to think I'm a nut. I don't want to embarrass
yeah,
myself
and
in front
I didn't
of all
do
these
it.
Kids. Right.
Or here's another big Let's miracle. Just... I usually lose my keys first. And the mere fact I had my keys. Well, ding, ding, ding. There's a miracle.
Thank God we
Boom,
have so
right
many adult
there.
Children that yeah. help us now, Lindsay.
No kidding. And several keys made.
Oh, yes.
But many. Truth be told, we listened to God. And we did not one of us mocked each other
no.
over it. I just
we
said,
were
I really
awe.
Believe the Lord
Literally
said that.
Literally drove home in awe.
Yeah.
That God,
provided.
It was just this like, you care. And yeah. it just, for me, I remember thinking, we forget to ask.
Yeah.
God is, he wants to communicate. He wants to be with us all the time. That's what praying continuously looks like, right?
Exactly.
It's like it's communing continuously.
It's not
just
on my
a
face
morning
or
time.
On my knees.
Yes.
It's talking to God
yes.
all day long.
I have to tell a funny story. Yesterday, Elliot said, honey, are you on the phone?
That's your grandchild.
Yeah, one of my little grandbabies. I have 5 grandsons and 1 granddaughter, and she rules the roost, even though she's only the 4-year-old. But we were driving home, and he said, honey, are you on the phone? I said, oh, actually, honey, I was just praying out loud. He goes, with such joy in your heart. And honestly, I was pleading Psalm 91. We had just yeah. taught on Psalm 91. I was pleading Psalm 91, the blood of Jesus, because we were driving home in a pretty stormy
it was a big
weather.
Rainstorm
and people
yesterday.
Were kind of being nuts, you know.
Yeah, it was a big rainstorm.
So that's, and I was like, I thought that was great that he thought that was joyful, because I'm not afraid when I'm pleading the blood of Jesus
yeah.
over us. I'm not doing it out of fear. I'm doing it with the posture of trust. And we can declare God's word from a posture and a platform of victory.
Yes.
So it's
and that's
not
what
none
we
of
were
these
doing.
Are out of fear. It's
and
like
if it had failed, we already had a disaster.
Right.
So I really believe I heard from the Lord.
Yeah.
That's maybe the takeaway from this right now. Mm. Listen to what the Lord is saying.
Yeah. Directions. Instructions.
I believe he talks.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
You know, when we sing and he walks with me and he talks with mm-hmm. me, and then you say God spoke to me and people look at you like you're crazy. Well, I'm sorry, but if we're going to sing and he walks with me and he talks with me,
mm-hmm.
God's word is alive to me.
Yeah.
God's word is alive and it
Love
speaks
it.
To me. But who's the creator of the word? He is.
Right.
So he can say what he wants.
So we have to pray for eyes to see and ears to hear. And I always say soft hearts and swift feet to perform what he's called us to do.
And I'm going to add a little tiny drop to that and your words to line up.
Yes.
Because, you know, if we hear from God, and I would have said in that situation, I don't believe it.
Yes.
I believe
this
it wouldn't,
may not
it
work.
Wouldn't have mattered. Yeah. Oh, it'll never
what
happen.
What if you would have done that? Thank you for not doing that.
Thank you. So, we want to tell you today, get into the Word of God.
Yes.
Where were you teaching from? 1 Peter
5,
6
and
7.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the Word of God, 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. It's time for grandbabies to
yes.
get attention. So we want to pray for you right now from the crown of your head to the
Amen.
Soles of your feet.
Thank you,
we pray for your eyes to see what God has to show you. We pray for your ears to hear what God has for you to listen to. We pray for your heart to believe what God has for you. We pray for your mouth to speak the words of God and expect a miracle. And most of all, I pray for God, for anything that you have need of, for God to show himself strong to you from the crown of your head to the
Amen.
Soles of your feet. I pray for you spiritually, physically, financially. I pray for your family. I pray for your soul, that your mind, will, and emotions. I pray for every aspect of your life, for God to minister healing to you in every area. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Melissa, thanks for
Thank
being
you.
With me. Go, you know what? Go to richardroberts.org and look for Make Your Day Count. She's my co-host. Go to the Healing Network
Woo-hoo.
And look for Bookmark, our brand new program. And then most of all, if you would like to do this, when you're at richardroberts.org, we have a book there. That book is called Prayer Cover,
mm-hmm.
and you can download it as a PDF, or you can get the book. It is a free gift to you. It's Psalm 91 about prayer cover over our life. I want you to have it.
Yes.
So just get a hold of us by going to richardroberts.org, and you can see it as a PDF or a book. It's free. Please take advantage
Filled
of that.
With great scripture.
Fill yourself with great scripture, mm-hmm. and something else to fill yourself with today. Remember something I love to say because I believe it with all my heart. You are worth more than you think. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. To follow... To connect with Lindsay on social media, follow her on Instagram at Lindsay Roberts Official. To get a copy of Lindsay's brand new book, Discover Your True Worth, simply search Discover Your True Worth on Amazon.com. We'll see you next week.